Yeah.
Except now I had taken my mother down there with me and my aunt. And this old lady, there's an old lady that lives just above this house where you called me from yesterday, Mrs.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Now, she spent 35 years out across the road in that house over there during my lifetime here. Well, I took her over. Mm-hmm. The next day, I said, Mama lived in town, and I said...
Well, now, you were telling me about the chicken starting to smell it or something like that?
Well, you tell all that over.
Oh, he said the Methodist... it's about the belief, their religion is so on. That's what he's referring to, you see, in the doctrine.
Just that like it?
I still don't understand. In other words, how is he tying that into the Methodists being smelled?
Well, it just wasn't no good.
Oh, I see, okay. Just sort of a halfway religion, right?
Yeah, weak.
That's what he thought.
Yeah, it was just like a mother sending a child out to bury the chicken, and they'd sprinkle a little sand over it, and they'd get to smelling.
And he said that's one of these Methodists.
Man, I'm telling you what, that hurt me. I've been in the churches, it's the funerals. And I serve as pallbearers in their church. Anytime
they're having that church, haven't
they? Anytime they call on me. And believe me, that's been a lot of times in my lifetime. I've been more pallbearers, more funerals than I like to think about. But just to go back to church now. Not since the night he threw that dead chicken thing at me.
This little boy over here,
that's
his mother.
Well, I had four women with me that night, didn't I?
Yeah.
Besides you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mama, there ain't no one. Well, I'll finish up going now. I hear the other ladies, I let her sit there.
Well, our number won't be in the book for a while.
And the best I remember them country schools just before I went till I was 13 year old, I believe they just taught it to about the sixth grade, you see.
No, I went to a union meeting.
But what schooling I got here at town, I walked from here.
We got a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every morning, walked back, us children didn't.
Huh?
And now then, if you live...
I don't know where the
quarter from the school house, you've got to be picked up with the bus, you know.
Belonged that, is on the night crew or not, but most of us are.
This fellow
says,
I mean, this lady is talking to my wife here, her husband.
Huh?
He,
was teaching down there. Yeah, I went with her daughter.
My brother. And a brother, this church class preacher I was telling you about,
we went to Walmart during the sermon,
was cutting up there in the school one day, and
that'll help out.
This teacher said, Sam said, what would you do with them fuse?
I heard the page in the
now he talking now about I want you to listen to this. Now he was working me in a tight right here. When he put me in that spot, because I was just as mischievous as any of them. I said, well, I'll try to make them sit on that table there. Okay, boys, he said, run under the table. You go. Well, them boys didn't know better than argue with him, eh? It was a long table, you know, that was in the school room.